Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
Monkey.
Oh, wow.
The monkey is stupid.
Stupid.
Malibu Dan will tell you himself he's not so dumb.
Okay.
But just remember, he thought France was the capital of New Jersey.
I really don't know that person.
Stop the monkey. Stop that stupid monkey.
Not just the idiot, unfortunate enough to be stuck answering them for everybody.
Wow, that's pathetic. Stop the monkey. Stop that stupid monkey.
F you, I'm out.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Bo Bryan is with us from the Corolla Show. Nice to see you.
That song was hurtful.
You know what?
It was try being me. Try
it's
being
very
me.
Hurtful. Plus, yeah. it's not. There's no real spin on it. There's a lot of he's a moron. He's really not that bright. He's stupid.
Yes,
not
the song
really
doesn't
that.
Have depth.
No, it doesn't.
But when it lacks in depth, it makes up for in directness.
I remember the day that song came out. Like, I remember the exact... That was put together by Rich Berner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I was
that
driving
voice,
down the road in my Chevy Silverado.
Laughing hysterically.
And that voice you're hearing is Malibu Dan, everybody. Welcome.
Thank you, Tim. And hello, Brian. It's good to see yous, twos.
Are you ready for a little Stump the Monkey?
Yeah, hit me hard. Why
all right,
not?
If you have a question for the monkey, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Do you have an idea of where... Intelligence falls in the priority list of Malibu Dam. Hmm. He does not possess a high school diploma because he decided not to turn his football helmet in for his actual degree.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, you got a football helmet out of the deal.
Yeah, he's got a football helmet.
If you had to sell one on eBay, Tim, which
there
would you
go.
Rather sell on eBay? Football helmet
you're
or diploma?
Exactly right, dude.
Who would buy my diploma? That's a great point, Brian.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Who would buy my diploma?
I'm not sure there'd be a lot of action on the helmet either, though.
Yeah, that's right. We almost had a perfect year, but we almost won one. So,
all right. You ready for some Stump the Monkey?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
all right, let's go through the normal, usual suspects.
Yeah.
Name the Mile High City.
Oh, we're going in deep, huh?
We
geography?
Ask you this almost every week, and you get it wrong almost every week.
Do I?
Yep. The Mile High City. Where would that be?
Oh, Colorado. Denver.
It is Denver. Yes.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, it's
come
not
on,
Colorado.
You said Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado's
it's Denver,
wrong.
Colorado.
That's right.
So, God.
All right.
It's the same thing.
All right, what is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Brian, you got one for him?
Spell Conway.
Hey, C-O-N-W-A-Y.
Hey, look at you.
Easy game, man.
Yeah, he's breezing.
Fun. Too bad. You know, I'd be $300 rich.
All right, what is Baja, California?
The lower part of California.
Okay, there you go.
Right.
Nice.
Well, you know, I get very
lower
nervous.
Lower California. Baja,
Brian, did you
California.
Know that? Did you know that?
Yeah.
I know it now.
Yeah.
But Brian, you didn't know it before, right?
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he does get a little nervous. He'll start sweating here in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Guacamole.
Technically, he's right.
I am right.
Okay, well,
no, he's wrong.
That's not quite what we're looking for. What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
It's green.
Well, that's guacamole.
See,
it makes a compelling
This is where
point.
It gets fun. But what is? I mean, if you were to go to the store and say, "Hey, I need to make guacamole," what would you buy? What would the main? Like, if you're going to ask somebody at Gelson's who spoke English,
sure,
and you said, "Hey, I'm going to make guacamole. Give me some blanks." What would you ask for?
Guacamole
skin.
You know what I'm saying, like. Avocado. I see what you're saying. All right. Okay, avocados.
I see what you're saying.
Okay, now I hear it. It's coming
all
in.
All right. What is mayonnaise made out of? What's the main ingredient in mayonnaise?
Milk. Is that right?
That is wrong.
What's ketchup made from?
Well, wait, hold on. Well, tomatoes.
All right.
But I mean, come on. Come on. I mean,
doesn't sound that easy.
Yeah, there's a picture of a tomato on every, you know, ketchup.
Right. And boiled again.
And they sometimes refer to it as tomato ketchup.
That's right.
Now, Dan, what is...
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise. The main ingredient in mayonnaise. We asked you that 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
So that's a long time. It's almost a month.
You should have remembered that, though.
And now I said milk.
Right. And we said wrong.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. The main ingredient in mayonnaise.
Is it like sugar, Tim?
That is incorrect.
It's is not it? Men. It's mayonnaise.
Is it... Let me think. Gosh, dang it. Because I actually remember you asking me this.
Right.
And this is when and Simon started freaking out, going, oh, he'll know this, he'll know this.
Right. And Sam Simon's not with us. He's in Vegas tonight, so we don't have a money man here. We're doing this all for free.
That's right. I'm giving my services up for nothing.
All right. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Can you throw me a bone? Is it a white substance?
It comes in a white package, yeah.
It's a package?
Well, it comes in a... In
is
a,
it a liquid?
Yeah, you can say it's liquidish.
It's viscous.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this, Bri.
Well, I'm following the thread here, so if you don't get it, I'd like Timmy to tell everyone what it is, because I too would like to know what it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is great. All right. All right. Then we could play along. You could play along. All right. It comes in a pack, or it's not, and it's a liquid, because I remember...
It's a natural substance. It comes from an animal.
It's a liquid like snot's a liquid.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Okay. All right. But doesn't help me much. But I appreciate that, Brian.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great hint.
It
looks exactly like snot.
It does.
Yeah.
But comes from an animal.
Right.
And it's not snot.
It's no. Right. Right. I'm assuming it comes from an animal's. You could say teat. Right.
It does not. No. It comes from an animal's vagina.
Oh dear.
Jesus Christ.
If that's what they call that part of
an animal.
Right.
Animals have vaginas.
All right.
I mean, right? They have asses.
The more you know.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. All right. What kind of... Is this a feline?
A what?
A what?
Like a cat?
Yeah. It's cat turds.
No, but know what I'm saying? Like...
It's not other cats.
Do you think bees have vaginas?
I don't know.
For a fact, they do.
Let me think. Okay, wait a minute. Now, can I see this animal at the LA Zoo?
Probably. Yeah, maybe in the petting zoo.
There might be some sporting event outside in the parking lot where you can see the animal.
Is it a sheep? Is it?
No.
Okay, it's not a cow.
It's something that flies or can fly.
Ostensibly.
Sort of fly. Yeah. Has feathers and a beak.
A duck?
Okay, you're getting close.
A penguin?
You're getting close.
A goose?
Yeah, it's penguin. It's made out of penguin.
I would love to have mayonnaise
a quail?
Made from a penguin.
Penguin mayonnaise.
Penguin mayonnaise.
Is it a quail?
No.
They dress it up in a tuxedo.
All right, so it's a bird. We pretty much have that locked off.
But what's the most popular bird that people eat?
Well, chicken.
Okay.
Right? Turkey. Is it a turkey?
Yeah, it's from turkey snot.
Turkey.
It's made out of eggs, you a-hole. We always
oh,
tell
eggs.
You that.
Eggs.
We
eggs,
say that
eggs.
You every time
right.
you go through
right.
the entire list of exotic animals that they would be so pricey. They
this is a great game.
They couldn't sell it.
But you can't pet an egg. But you threw me off at the petting zoo.
No, but you could. What produces eggs?
Well, sure, chickens.
All right, and you could see maybe chickens at a petting zoo. Who knows, you know?
Oh, I see. It's like yeah. 3 degrees of separation.
Oh,
is that
not
what
even
it is?
3 degrees.
Like I can't top that.
1 degree.
But I'd like to try.
1 degree. All right, here we go.
Okay, here's what. Okay, think about this. Name the U.S. presidents, but in reverse order, starting from, going back, starting from now. I'll spot you, George W. Bush.
How many do we need to name?
As far back as you can go.
All right, so I'll name
10.
Two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's see if you can go back to... Kennedy.
All right. Here, we've done this in the past, and I've actually did okay.
You did pretty well.
I did pretty well.
You get one area where you get radically stumped.
That's right, I do. Well, you got Bush Jr.
Okay.
You've got Clinton.
Right.
Two terms.
Okay.
Bush Sr.
Right.
Reagan.
Right. Here's where the train leaves the rails.
Yeah.
Surprisingly lucid so far.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Here's where it becomes a complete mystery.
No.
The mind stops in 1980.
Is
that when you started smoking weed? How old were you in 1980?
No, I started smoking pot in 90, exactly, 1990.
All right.
But I haven't stopped since. It's been great.
Okay.
This
is the best PSA for smoking weed
no kidding.
Ever.
Hey, Brian, you don't have to tag along right away.
I'm all on board, you know, man.
Yeah, if you're, if you're thinking about getting into a radical weed, Jones, just spend the next hour with us.
No, wait, I want to say Carter.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And who's before Carter?
Now, this is getting unfair. You know that, right, Tim? Now we're getting into territories.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into a territory that normally we wouldn't go to, but because our new guest here is
pushing
us. That's
this president before Carter.
Yeah.
Freed the slaves.
Yeah.
Is it Nixon?
No, it's between Nixon and Carter.
Reagan.
No.
Oh, he said Reagan already. Roosevelt.
It was Nixon's vice president when Nixon resigned.
Oh, dear.
There's a car company named, have the same name.
Daimler?
Saturn.
Yeah. President Daimler.
Ford.
Okay.
Ford. All right, Ford.
And then
Nixon.
Okay, all right.
And then Roosevelt.
Then Roosevelt.
Yeah, oh, F exactly you, Jerry.
Right. All right, Malibu Dan is with us. Stump the Monkey, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ivan in Huntington Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You have the monkey.
Hey, what's up, monkey?
What's up, Ivan?
Hey, what does UPS stand for?
The what?
UPS. You see
United,
it on the brown?
Yeah, United Postal Service.
That's incorrect.
UPS?
Yeah.
United.
Right.
Postal.
That's wrong.
No.
Postage.
That's wrong.
Post.
Wrong.
Jeez,
po. United Post Service?
So if you were to call information, you say, I'd like the number for UPS. And they said, what does that stand for, sir? What would you tell them?
United Postal Service.
And they would say, we don't have that listed.
Postage Service?
No. Mm-mm.
Am I right with Poe so far?
How many times have you seen that brown?
Parcel. Yes.
Malibu
parcel.
Dan.
Why don't you think they went with postage? Because that sounds like it would
be
the thing
somebody already did.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. The U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, it's just them. All right, very good, Tim.
Somebody had that locked off. All right, you got one for the monkey team there?
What is the one day of the week that does not end in Y?
One day of the week?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
You know what? I like the outside the box thinking.
Right?
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Right? Yeah. But no, I mean, really, Monday, one day of the week.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, is it none?
It's a trick question. You got
none.
It,
yeah.
Right.
None. Yes.
All right. But you got to give me credit for getting creative.
Like
thank you,
I like
Brian.
That outside the box thinking.
Yes.
All right, Maladane, here's a quick question for you. A car, you're going 60 miles an hour in a car.
Oh, dear.
And a car is coming towards you going 60.
Yeah.
You pass each other. How soon before you guys are a mile apart?
1 minute. 60 seconds.
That's wrong.
And was I close?
No. Well, you're close with your, you know, with, you're within 2 hours.
You mean, it's long, it's
you're
longer
on the freeway.
Than, you're on the freeway, right.
And but, so you're going north on the 405,
yeah.
And a guy's going south.
Yeah.
He's going 60, you're going 60.
Right.
You pass each other, boom.
Right.
Stopwatch starts. How soon before you're a mile apart?
Well, miles not that. 20 seconds.
Wrong.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, let me
Malibu
ask you this.
Dan.
Where did 20 seconds come from?
Well, you know.
All right. Not like now, Dan,
yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Right. But the reason why I said this is because don't they average, like, doesn't MapQuest average your time that you're going 60 miles an hour? Like, if you say, you know,
know
the station.
All right, let's talk to Benjamin Beverly Hills, you're at 97.1.
Don't want to talk about it?
No.
Hey, monkey, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
What's the square root of 100?
50.
That's wrong.
5.
That's wrong.
10.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
All right, how many Supreme Court justices are there?
9.
That is correct.
Yes!
Wow, huge. What's the capital of this state?
Oh, dear. Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, speaking of capitals, darling.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, you know, let's do countries with you.
That's fun.
All right, we're going to give you a list of every country in the world, and then you are going to tell us, you're going to name 15 of them.
15?
15 countries before you screw up.
All right,
no
let's give it a shot.
Ready? Here we go.
All right.
Here's every country in the world.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now one piece. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq, and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Portugal, France, England, Denmark, and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon. Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algiers. Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman. Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
All right, Malibu Dance, man. Let's go through and name 15 right. countries before we make a mistake.
Kenya, Fiji, Iran, United States,
Mexico. Naturally comes after Kenya, Fiji, and Iran.
Mexico. Costa Rica, Australia, South Africa, Japan, China, Germany, Canada, Ethiopia. Oh dear.
That's 13.
Yep.
He can't repeat.
No, he can't repeat. He can't make a mistake.
And I've been doing okay.
Can't
so
name
far.
A city or a state.
Right.
You got two left, dude.
Okay. Does it Indonesia?
No, he did not.
Okay.
Think.
And Brazil.
Hey!
Yeah! For the win, Brazil!
Yes! Can I get a what?
You know what he often does? He often skip, Europe. I mean, you will always, leave
England,
Italy, and France, and England, Italy, and Germany. I think you mentioned Germany.
What was the top of the list?
He started with Kenya, Fiji, and Iran. You must have picked that up from the song.
No, you know
but
what?
But you also...
the exact order of the finish of the Boston Marathon this year, by the way.
I want to include a third world country.
You leave out Greece, too, which is where you went on your honeymoon.
Yeah, but it was bad memories.
I asked Malibu Dan when he went on his honeymoon with the lovely Sarah. I said, we gave him a blank map. And we said, where are you going for your honeymoon? He said, Greece. I said, can you point it out on the map? And he said, no. I said, for 2 weeks, you're going to be on the planet somewhere, and you're not going to know whereabouts on the planet you are. And he says,
probably better that way.
He says, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Probably for the best.
Can you imagine being a human being, and you're older than, 18 years old, and you're standing on the planet, and you have no idea where you are on the planet? Wouldn't that be uneasy?
I feel like I hear that every day between 2 and 3 in the station.
Wouldn't that be an uneasy feeling, though? Wouldn't it be?
Yes.
And you're standing there and you're like, you have no idea.
But incredibly freeing.
I'm still here. I haven't left yet.
Malibu Dan is with us. Stump the Monkey. Bald Brian joins us from the Corolla Show. And get your question in for the Monkey team. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Brian Bishop. Bald Brian joins us from the Corolla Show. Nice to see you, dude.
I realized I should have been writing down questions during the break.
Well, you don't need that many of them here.
That's right.
And Malibu Dan is the Monkateen, the monkey. Nice to see you, dude.
It's so good to see you. Welcome back home, Dan. I can honestly say, in the email I wrote to you earlier today, I said, Southern California truly missed you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
And we did.
Thank you, sir. All right, you ready for some Monkateens?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right. Monkey, what was the name of the TV series that featured Archie Bunker?
All in the Family.
Yes, Malibu Dan.
That was great. Now, you know what? Wasn't that one of the first reality show, like base reality shows? Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of Cops. I'm thinking of Cops.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right, Malibu Dan, what was the very famous sitcom that featured Carol O'Connor?
Oh, that would be the Carbonet. Oh, the no. Carol O'Connor. Mm. Oh.
Yeah, who would...
Wonder Woman?
No, close.
It was a...
sitcom.
It's not Carol Burnett. You're not talking about...
No, that would be the Carol Burnett show.
Show, yeah. Carol O'Connor. You know what I'm thinking of? The guy of Carol O'Connor, wasn't that... she the chick from Terminator?
No.
Right?
No.
That was O'Connor. Jerry, that was O'Connor.
Sarah Connor.
Not Carol Connor?
Sarah Connor.
Who is Carol O'Connor?
Carol O'Connor. I Love Lucy?
No.
Yeah? Tell me, is this... when? Wait, give me a year. The sitcom was on.
70s.
Oh, gosh. Is it the Bonaducci? Is it... It Is Enough?
No, it's like during the Happy Days.
Brady Bunch?
No, but isn't that era, that time?
And it was a obviously sitcom, comedy, family oriented.
Yes. Yeah, family. Think family.
Dan's like Buckshot.
Yeah.
Is it pepper spray?
Is it white trash?
It was sort of white trash. Yeah.
Mama's Family.
No,
that was white. Dude, that was white trash.
Right.
He got that right.
Yeah, you nailed that.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Carol O'Connor.
Carol O'Connor. Is she still working?
That's an odd question.
Because she's dead?
No. Well, Carol O'Connor's dead.
Oh, Carol O'Connor. Isn't he All in the Family Guy?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a chick. Isn't Carol a girl's name?
Yes. Happens to be a guy in this situation.
Do you think he got made fun of growing up?
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure mercilessly. Yeah. Probably why he died.
Yeah, sure.
Probably killed himself.
Shame.
All right, Monkateen, you got a question for the monk?
Yeah, who's on the $5 bill? Oh, Peking Dan.
Oh, gosh, man, do we have to? I have to go through money.
Is that a common one in this?
No, it's not as strong suit.
You can go with the dime, I suppose. But
no, you could. It doesn't matter, buddy.
Or quarter.
We'll just kind of play the guessing game
quarter?
On this. No.
Nickel?
No.
Quarter you should be able to nail.
Abraham Lincoln?
No.
George Washington? Look at that. Excellent. Are we done?
He definitely got mine right. Well, the $5.
Yeah, you got
George Washington's on the $5, right? Abraham Lincoln's a $5.
Right.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it make sense for George Washington to be on the $1 bill?
I was about to say that.
Right. Who's on the $100 bill?
Ooh.
It's often referred to as a Benji.
Benjamin Franklin.
There you go.
Yeah. I know those are C notes, though, Tim.
All right. Let's talk to Anthony in Los Angeles, show 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Monkey?
Hey, Tony. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. All right. Out of all 50 states, which one of them is most southern?
Oh, good question.
Is it, though?
There is one, yes. Is there one?
Is, oh, man. Texas?
No.
Florida?
No. Nah.
Southern. California?
No.
Oh. No.
Nah.
But Southern?
Yeah.
Most Southern. Think about it.
Out of the 50.
What are all 50 states?
Right. Which one's the most Southern?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm kind of going a little bit on that. Do I get away from the Pacific Coast?
Nah, you'd really be wise to stay in the Pacific.
Hawaii.
There you go. Monkateen. Have you ever been to Hawaii, Monkateen?
No, never been there.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know I'm a traveler. As you know, if you listen to the show, you know I travel quite often.
Get out there, dude.
Yeah. Have you been?
Yeah. Actually, I think 3 times I've been there.
Really? Did you go with Jay?
Nah, I went with my dad, and I went with my a couple of friends one time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We made the mistake of going with, there's like 6 or 7 of us who knew each other from high school. And we went probably when we were in our late 20s. and we went to Maui. And Maui's is a real couples place.
Sure.
We had no idea.
You fit right in.
Yeah, every night, you know, all the lights were out by 9 o'clock, and it's just, you know, there's like, six, six of us sitting in a bar getting bummed.
Right. But you must have had fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Swimming, all you guys swimming
good
in the pool
times,
together,
man.
Sunbathing.
All right, Mallow Dan, who is the current manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, used to be the manager for the New York Yankees?
So, is it Lasorda?
No.
Oh, see, you know what? I'm not a Dodgers fan.
He's doing AMCO spots.
Well, yeah, that's right, he is. Yeah. But you know what I was? I did go to the Angel game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea who they played.
That might help you.
He doesn't know the answer to questions he didn't ask.
Wait a minute, you don't know who they played?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Wait, you went to the game?
Yeah, I took some clients out. It was a blast.
And did you watch the game?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I totally forgot I was at the game when I was there.
We bombed?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a suite? Well, did you have a luxury suite?
We did. We had a suite.
That's partially excusable for a suite.
I don't know. I don't know.
It is an excuse. Thanks, Brian.
Yes, we got snacks and drinks, and there's 20 people in a room.
Well, you know what happened was we came late.
You knew the Angels were playing.
Well, okay. We came late, and the escalators, they start turning the other way, right?
Yeah, in the seventh inning.
Okay. Right? So I had to walk up.
They stopped selling beer. They turned the lights off.
You came really late.
That's right. I came real late.
They started picking the bases up.
So
they started pouring the dirt down. The motocross was there.
They started bringing the tarp over the fields.
So by the time I got up there, I was so tired from going up the ramps for three flights of stairs, I sort of blacked out.
Okay. Sure.
Anyway, what was the question?
Ooh. Now, here's the. Now this is often fun in Stump the Monkey.
Yeah.
Now we ask you what the question was.
Oh.
I know it was a manager.
Very self-referential.
Yeah. This is great. This is where the pot kicks in.
Yeah.
It kills short-term memory.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
What's mayonnaise made out of?
Eggs.
Okay.
Penguins.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Know what?
I asked you a question about baseball.
Dodgers. Manager.
Right.
Right? Who's a manager for the Dodgers?
Right.
And I guess Lasorda.
Right.
Brian said no. He now does AMCO spots.
He was
spots.
A manager, yeah. He now manages an AMCO.
I remember that. Right. I remember that. He was an AMCO dealer.
He used to be the manager of the Yankees.
See, but Timmy, you know I don't follow baseball too much, and the Dodgers aren't doing all that well.
You shouldn't have to follow it that closely.
Well, let me ask you.
It was big news outside of baseball.
Most famous manager currently in baseball.
Yeah.
Is he Jewish?
I don't know what his religion is.
Does he have a big nose?
Yeah.
Does he have like a Jewish last name, like a Goldman or a Stein?
If you added Berg or Stein to it, yes, he would have a Jewish last name.
Well, that would be anybody.
Well, I'm trying.
All right.
You could be Bald Brian Stein. And
what if we
be...
gave you his first name?
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Joe.
No.
Wow.
Joe T.
No, see the...
Last name starts with a T.
Is it like... Tutoria or something?
Ooh. Yeah, Joe Tutoria. He owns a restaurant out in the valley.
He was consigliere for the Godfather. That's the Tataglias.
Is it Joe? See, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
T-O-R.
Joe Torman Steinberg.
Joe Torman Steinberg. You've never heard the name Joe Torre?
No, I mean, you know what? With all due respect to the Dodgers, like, you know what?
This is going to sound disrespectful, I think.
Yeah, they're a sponsor.
Like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Are the Dodgers doing well?
Yeah, they're about 500.
Well, what's that mean?
They're second in the...
Yeah, they're second place in the West.
Oh, Jerry, who asked you?
All right, Malibu Dan, who is the... who wears number 24 for the L.A. Lakers?
Oh, come on, man.
He thought he had that one nailed.
Is it Bryant? Is it our boy Bryant?
What's his first name?
Kobe.
There you go.
That's right,
you
baby.
Lost his first name.
I did. MVP.
All right.
But, and congratulations on all their great success.
I'm sure they're very grateful.
Playoffs.
Do you still have the helmet? The helmet from high school?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll bring it in next Tuesday.
You played, obviously, high school
What's
football?
Today? Wednesday.
You either played high school football or you beat up a jock.
No. I played left
he
out.
Played. Played,
I played left out.
No, he played center.
I played center. I kicked some ass.
All right, Malibu Dan, when you went to the Angel game, they played the Blue Jays, I believe. Is that correct?
That would be Toronto.
There you go.
Wow.
Fantastic.
The Toronto Blue Jays. Which, by the way, I actually called them the Maple Leaves, and my wife lit me up.
Easy one. 50-50 right here. Toronto is a city or a province?
Province.
In Canada.
Oh, man. You always get those wrong.
Oh, no. It's a city. I'm thinking of Ontario.
But you always get them wrong.
I do.
Anytime you have 50-50, you always get it wrong. It's spectacular.
It's true. So you know, Brian, I'm horrible at multiple choice.
Oh,
Like, I cannot. You could even give me a question that you know I know the answer of, and I'll still get it wrong.
Your name is Dan?
Well, no, trust me. I would say Dave.
Or Bill.
Right, Bill. Oh, I would say Bill.
See?
I've always done it.
Hey, but, let me ask you a question. The seven dwarves.
Oh,
remember
geez.
We asked you to name them all?
Can I do four?
No. We don't, you don't have to name any of them. But God. What did they do for a living?
They, the seven dwarves worked?
Yeah.
I-ho.
Well,
I-ho.
Off to work I go.
Off to work I go.
Bum, 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 bum,
and serial rapist does not count. That was in their spare time.
Weren't they cleaners? Didn't they clean?
Yeah, they were custodians. No, they were not.
Didn't they clean like the local radio station? Okay, they work. Do they mention what they do? Are they carpenters?
No.
Do they work with their hands?
They all had picks or shovels.
They worked on trains.
They worked at an African-American beauty salon.
Train tracks. No?
They didn't work on the train tracks.
They dug. They were in the witness protection program.
No, this may have been tough. They're minors.
Of course they're minors. They're all very young.
Hey! Nice.
All right. Malibu Dan.
I got him on my sleeve.
All right. Malibu Dan, name us.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with capitals here, since you enjoy capitals.
Oh, come on, man. That's just not right.
We're going to play you a little song here, and then we're going to ask you to name four capitals, or three capitals in the United States.
All right.
Capitals
I'll give it
of states, okay?
I'll give it a go.
Here we go.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, under Boise, Idaho. Texas has Austin, then we go north to Massachusetts, Boston, and Albany, New York. Tallahassee, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Nashville, Tennessee. Elvis used to hang out there a lot, you know. Trenton's in New Jersey, north of Jefferson, Missouri. You got Richmond in Virginia, South Dakota has Pierre. Harrisburg's in Pennsylvania, and Augusta's up in Maine. And here is Providence, Rhode Island, next to Dover, Delaware. Concord, New Hampshire, just a quick jaunt to Montpelier, which is up in Vermont. Hartford's in Connecticut, so pretty in the fall. And Kansas has Topeka, Minnesota has St. Paul.
Who is this dude? What's he do for a living?
Louisiana maniacs.
Juno's in Alaska, and there's Lincoln in Nebraska, and it's Raleigh out in North Carolina, and then there's Madison, Wisconsin, and Olympia in Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and Lansing, Michigan. Here's Honolulu, Hawaii's a joy, Jackson, Mississippi, and Springfield, Illinois, South Carolina with Columbia down the way, and Annapolis and Maryland on Chesapeake Bay. They have wonderful clam chowder.
That thing
Cheyenne is in Wyoming, and perhaps
really,
you make your home
hurting.
In Salt Lake City out in Utah, where the buffalo roam. Atlanta's down in Georgia, and there's Bismarck, North Dakota. And you can live in Frankfort in your old Kentucky home. Salem in Oregon, from there we join. Little Rock in Arkansas, Iowa's got Des Moines. Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and its city. Charleston, West Virginia, and Nevada, Carson City. That's all the capitals there are.
All right, I'm going to give you a...
You said three.
Yeah, can you name three?
Yeah. Sacramento, California.
Boom.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Boom.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver,
Colorado.
Is Denver the capital? I don't think it is. Maybe it is. I don't know.
We could go with Albany, New York.
All right.
But go look. I'm pretty positive Denver, Colorado.
Maybe Denver is the...
Jared?
Is it? Denver is. Congratulations, yeah! Malibu Dan.
Thank you, Tim.
Look at you, dude.
Thank you.
Kicking ass, man.
No, I'm kicking ass, taking names.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Come back and ask Malibu Dan some more questions. Stump the monkey. Get your questions in. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. Bull Brian is with us.
Yeah.
From the Corolla Show. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Bull Brian is with us.
What's
from
up,
the Corolla Show. Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to be seen.
And Malibu Dan is the monkey.
It's good to be here, Timmy. I missed you. And you know what, Bull Brian? It's good to see you.
Good to see you,
man. It really is, man. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
You know, this is a pleasant surprise. It's awesome.
Indeed.
Monkey team. All right, Monkey, the NBA Finals start on Thursday. Who's going to be in those games?
That would be the Los Angeles Lakers and Antonio Spurs. Sparks?
No. And by the way, they're not called the Antonio Spurs.
Knickers?
Antonio Sparks, by the way, is a great point guard.
Is it Knickers?
Knickers?
Easy.
No.
Calm it down. Well,
it's
we know
Knicks.
It's not the Clippers. Is it the Knicks?
No, but that's the name of the team you were thinking of, not the Knickers.
The Knickerbockers.
Oh, the Knickers didn't make it?
No.
The Sparks?
Not the Sparks. No, come on, dude.
Okay, fine. I'm trying to grab something from my boy Hill.
You're looking at the TV.
Well, give me a hint here. I went to...
it's West Coast, East Coast.
Heat?
They're green.
Lakers grass? And who?
Is it? Okay, all right. Okay, I see you're getting serious, Tim. Let's go.
Because you got to avoid a lot of information if you don't know this. You got to avoid TVs, internet, papers, magazines, friends.
I'm not a big sports fan, Tim.
I know, but you got to do a lot of... you have to intentionally avoid a lot of information.
I played the French horn in high school. I wasn't a very big sport guy. I know you probably wouldn't tell that by my
build.
Where'd
you get kicked out of the dog track? What city were we in?
That was Boston.
Okay. And what's the name of the Boston team?
Celtics.
There you go.
Yes!
The French horn is from what country?
France?
Yeah. I guess.
All right. Fantastic.
Yes.
Let's talk to Fritz in Los Angeles. You're on with the Monkey.
Hey, Timmy. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
My friend.
All right. What do you got?
Danny, you are amazing. I'm laughing here. I'm crying.
I'm glad you're having fun.
Danny,
that's great.
This weekend, the Belmont Stakes. What state is hosting the Belmont Stakes?
Oh, interesting. Saturday.
Now, that's a horse race, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And that's one of the three...
Triple Crowns. Right.
Yes, sir. What state is that going to be contested in?
You know, is it California?
No.
Think of the Knicks, Danny.
That's about as far away as you can get.
It's where the Knickers play.
Oh,
think
New
of
York.
The Knicks, Danny.
Hey!
Yeah!
Hey! All right. Yay! Thank you, Fritz.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Let's talk to... let's see. Let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the Republican nominee for the President of the United States?
John McCain.
And who is going to be on the Democrat side?
It'll be Obama.
And who did Obama run against?
Clinton. Hillary.
Which, Clinton.
By the way, I actually said many, 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 many years ago here with you that Hillary would be president in 08.
Right.
But it doesn't look like I'm going to win that.
How'd you do?
Not too well.
Bobby in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
All right, I want to know if Danny can spell pineapple.
All right.
Okay, let's give it a go. PINEAPPLE.
There you go.
Hey.
Wow. Nice. Hey, Bobby, hold on one sec. We're going to send you something, even though you got the question. We're running out of time here. A pair of Sunday tickets to the AVP Hermosa Beach opening. Yeah.
Sweet. I went the last 2 years.
Is that the volleyball thing?
Yes.
Down there?
Oh, that's fun.
It's this weekend in Hermosa Beach. Tickets are on sale now at AVP.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, Dougie. We're also going to give you a pair of tickets to championship off-road racing at the Pomona Fairplex this weekend.
Oh, I went the last 2 years.
Wow, you go everywhere.
Oh, my word. By the way, that's bitching. I'm going on Sunday.
All right, go to coreracing.com for all the info. That's CoreRacing. And Bobby gets both those prizes.
You know how much I love that core stuff.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Malibu.
Hey, dude, you guys, thank you. And Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man.
Tim, welcome home. We really missed you.
Thank you very much. And Ball Brian, nice to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Brian Bishop, listen to him tomorrow morning with that Corolla show starting at 5 o'clock. And all the way until 10 a.m.,
What time do you have to wake up?
I'm not even going home. I'm going to the green room.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Nice to see you, fellas.